Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 17 of the Radio Live Transmission Podcast, a podcast on which I bring you music reviews from music lovers. My name is Ryan. I'm your host. Thank you again for listening. Episode 17 signals a little bit of a change as far as the format of the Radio Live Transmission Podcast. I previously been, trying to do two reviews each week, or I should say doing reviews for two new albums each week. But now, after much thought, I've decided that I'm going to do reviews for four albums each week. And in between those weekly episodes, I'll be trying to throw in, extra episodes. Much like the Red Stick Punk episode that I did about the punk scene in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Spotlight on Joy Division episode that I did. Basically extra, sort of extracurricular, I guess, if you will, episodes that fall outside of the regular schedule for reviews for this podcast. I'll be just sort of throwing those out there with no sort of set schedule. So every week I'll be reviewing four new records, and then the other episodes will be coming at you sort of whenever I get them done. So that's going to be the new format. I sort of felt as if one of the reasons that I decided to up the ante a little bit more and review some a higher, number of records each week is because, one of the reasons that I started doing this podcast was that I wanted to branch out. I really wanted to, explore, genres of music that I really, didn't have all that much exposure to, didn't listen to on a regular basis, and I wanted to go outside of my comfort zone as much as possible. And I feel like I did that to a degree on the episodes of the show up until this point, but I don't feel as if I've done it enough. So that's going to be the main goal from here on out with Radio Live Transmission. So I hope you guys enjoy, and thank you for sticking with me. Okay, so on today's episode, I am going to be reviewing new albums from Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Little Skies, Borns, and also Corrosion of Conformity. These are all records that came out on January 12th. So, all right, so first, I'd like to talk about the new record from Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, which is called Wrong Creatures. Okay, so San Francisco's Black Rebel Motorcycle Club return with Wrong Creatures, which is an album that I have to be honest, I'm having a hard time penetrating. Unlike some of their previous efforts, such as their eponymous debut and also the album entitled Howl, this album to me has such a verbose feel to it. It's about an hour long, and the majority of its songs are slow burners, just verging on ponderous. And after a sort of moody instrumental opener, which was intriguing to me, sort of piqued my interest, two mid-tempo tunes, one being the track Spook, and then the next track being King of Bones, sort of smolder and swagger, like typical Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, as Peter Hayes' vocals, wind in and out in an almost sort of dreamlike liquidity. And from there, just the band just like slog through five tracks that all run over 5 minutes apiece, none of which I find memorable even after several listens to the record. And then the track arrives at the bouncy an instantly memorable track, Little Thing Gone Wild, where Black Rebel Motorcycle Club finally pick up the pace again, only to bring things nearly to a halt again on the next track, and right through to the closing track, a track which is called All Rise. So I can't really find much to say about this record, just beyond, you know, the bottom line here is that for someone like myself, who has enjoyed the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club in the past, but is not, I'm certainly not a long time or dedicated fan of the band, a record like this, which ultimately I find to be laborious, is not going to stick with me if it exhibits this sort of lack of dynamics that Wrong Creatures does. That's unfortunately, there's no two ways about it. So I gave Wrong Creatures a rating of 5 out of 10. And for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks Spook and also the track Ninth Configuration. All right, so moving along, now I'm going to talk about the new, I guess I'll call it a mixtape because that's always how it's referred to online. I'm showing my age here, being rankled by calling something a mixtape instead of an album, but the new mixtape from Pennsylvania hip-hop artist, or specifically trap artist, Lil Skies. All right, so in my humble quest to try to understand, you know, the subgenre of trap, you know, and come to an appreciation of this sort of current new school of, you know, of rap, of hip hop, I came upon this record, and incidentally, sorry, the album is called Life of a Dark Rose. I should probably tell you the name of the album. Yes, Life of a Dark Rose, it's called. Okay, so I came upon this record, and interestingly, it sort of serves as a showcase for both what I find appealing about this particular subgenre of hip-hop trap, as well as what turns me off completely from it. So Lil Skies is, you know, at 19 years old, he has a flow that definitely shows a lot of potential. And that's showcased, you know, sort of all over the record, really. And he also has a decent singing voice, which is exhibited on a track called Cloudy Skies. And he also knows very... he's very adept at switching between rapping and singing, you know, in a more seamless fashion than, you know, many of his trap counterparts in general do. And as far as the production on the record, which was handled by Taz Taylor, the beats on Life of Dark Rose are definitely interesting and evocative in and of themselves. And they have that sort of, they have that sort of minimalist, dreary, sort of ominous flavor or aesthetic that's typical of trap production, especially on the opening track, which is called Welcome to the Rodeo. But see, in my opinion, you know, this mixtape really suffers due to the lack of variety in the sound of the record, in both the production and the lyrical content. This problem really plagues the lyrics, I think, more than the production. I'd have to say, if I had to sort of weigh the scales there, pick one over the other. You know, on track after track, Lil Skies just rehashes these themes of you know, the perils of newfound fame and paranoia and, you know, false friends and easy money and easy women, etc. You know, and I can't figure out if this sort of like clinical quality that I find so much on this record and in a lot of trap that I'm exposed to, I'm just not sure if it's a symptom of the sort of digital age, you know, where quote unquote albums are not treated in the same manner that they once were, you know, in a world where you can, you know, buy any song you want for 99 cents and you don't have to even bother with, you know, the rest of any particular album. So I'm not sure if sort of the you know, Life of a Dark Rose and a lot of the sort of clinical sounding trap records and mixtapes that come out, like I said, are a symptom of this digital age. But what I do know is that it's going to take an artist who's willing to push the boundaries of trap and be much more inventive in their approach to win me over, to gain a fan. I mean, hell, Little Skies is not yet in his 20s, so, you know, perhaps he could be the one. Perhaps he could be surprise me down the road. Who knows? But hasn't gotten there yet. So I gave Life of Dark Rose a rating of 5.5 out of 10. And for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks Welcome to the Rodeo and the track Cloudy Skies. So moving on to the next record I'm going to review today. It is a record called Blue Madonna from the Michigan artist Bournes, also known as Garrett Bournes. And Bournes has a stylized O in there, which will make it easier, I guess, to sort of spot if you're looking for, you know, this album or this artist online. So Garrett Bournes' second full-length album and a follow-up to his 2015 record Dopamine, I have to say, has been a surprise pleasure for me. And this sort of early success, you know, in my quest to branch out, gives me confidence that, you know, I will be able to leave my comfort zone as much as possible for the foreseeable future of this podcast. You know, I'm the type of music listener who can appreciate the catchiness of pop music, even though I find the majority of it to just be vapid, and I can very, very rarely imagine my interest in it lasting more than a few months. This record will probably have a similar lifespan for me, but that doesn't mean that I'm not enjoying the hell out of some of these tunes right now. I mean, just the opener, a track called God Save Our Young Blood, which is a duet with Lana Del Rey, kicks things off in such a hopeful, youthful fashion. You know, and things stay pretty consistently light and airy through to about the midway point of the record. And when I arrived at this track that's called Iceberg, I felt that Bournes really took the record to another level here, musically and vocally. And this upping of the ante, you know, runs straight through tracks like I Don't Want You Back, and my personal favorite track on the album, which is called Supernatural, which is an appropriately spooky gem on this record. The only bump on this steady stretch, that's, you know, basically the second half of the album, is an interlude that's called Tension, which sort of feels a bit out of place, sort of feels almost like it's an unfinished song that Bournes just kind of threw in there, you know, for lack of having more material, perhaps. But, and then, you know, at the end of the record, Lana Del Rey returns for the album closer, which is called Bye Bye Darling, which gives the record a feel of coming full circle. And while this album, you know, while it's sort of saccharine production, and, you know, in my opinion, the overuse of falsetto vocals on Bournes' part, keep it from becoming a truly substantive record for me that'll have lasting value, I am very interested to see where Bournes goes from here. I mean, much like Little Skies, Bournes isn't even 30 yet, so he's another very young artist. He has plenty of time, and he has plenty of talent, if this record is any indication, to really branch out and expand his sound, which I'm hoping that he does. So I gave Blue Madonna a rating of 7 out of 10, and for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks God Save Our Young Blood and also the track Supernatural. Okay, so moving on to my pick of the week. It is the new record from North Carolina legends of the metal scene, Corrosion of Conformity. It's an album called No Cross, No Crown. Nearly 13 years after the band's last album with Pepper Keenan on vocals and guitar, 2005's In the Arms of God, Corrosion of Conformity's classic mid-90s lineup returns with No Cross, No Crown. So a 13-year hiatus doesn't seem to have affected Corrosion of Conformity's chemistry very much, you know, and they come out firing big time on this record. After an instrumental intro that fans of the 1994 album Deliverance, of which I certainly am one, will get excited about, a track called The Luddite establishes the return of the band's sort of update on Sabbath sound, while the next track, which is called Cast the First Stone, shows that they also haven't lost their penchant for Thin Lizzy-esque twin guitar leads and rollicking rhythms. From there, the band just burned through a bunch of more, you know, mid-tempo jams that are reminiscent of In the Arms of God, but are also at times tempered with the less metallic sound of their 2000 album, which was called America's Volume Dealer. A couple good examples of tracks like this are the track Forgive Me and also the track Little Man. And they keep the album interesting with some more instrumental interludes sort of sprinkled here and there. The title track, No Cross, No Crown, is a brooding acoustic number with Pepper Keenan singing, you know, in a low rumble, which is sort of evocative almost of gathering storm clouds. And this segues into the nearly 7-minute slow burn of a track called A Quest to Believe, which serves as a fitting climax to what is a well-conceived and very well-executed time capsule of an album. It's certainly enjoyable and emotionally evocative, but I had hoped for more progression in the band's sound, you know, after more than a decade on the back burner. You know, perhaps this album in time will serve as a sort of fiery, passionate welcome back for Keenan, and the band can, you know, possibly use their whatever their next project is to you know, explore their sound more fully and go down some different roads, some different alleys as far as the different facets of their sound. I gave No Cross, No Crown, which again was my personal pick of the week, a rating of 8 out of 10. And for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks Cast the First Stone and also the track Wolf Named Crow. All right, so that wraps up my reviews for this particular episode of Radio Live Transmission. Thank you guys for listening, and I will be back next week where I will be reviewing new albums from Of Mice and Men, First Aid Kit, Perfect Beings, and Limonanias. All right. So thank you guys again for listening, and I will catch you soon. This is Ryan, Radio Live Transmission, signing off.